From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China has announced that beginning Tuesday will halt the import of North Korean coal, iron, iron ore, and seafood in the wake of the latest UN Security Council resolution over the North's banned nuclear and missile programs. China is Pyongyang's largest trading partner. But Tufts University analyst Sung Yoon Lee doesn't think it will amount to much.
I think China will make some gestures, cut down, scale back on the import of seafood and iron, but there's really no way to verify, monitor these things, these human economic activities. So I don't think this is groundbreaking news.
Monday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said he'll watch the actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of more missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence maintained the U.S. policy priority as a denuclearized Korea Peninsula.
We're putting all of the resources of the United States and the energies of this president behind an effort to resolve this present confrontation with North Korea peaceably. But as the president has said, all options are on the table, and as our Secretary of State has said, there is no future for the regime in Pyongyang with the possession of nuclear weapons.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wrote Monday the U.S. is seeking a diplomatic solution to the crisis and called on China to exert its influence over Pyongyang. Unidentified gunmen Monday attacked a U.N. peacekeeping base in northern Mali city of Timbuktu, killing seven. Several others were wounded. In a separate incident Monday, a peacekeeper was killed in an attack by armed men on U.N. and Malian personnel in Douentza in central Mali. This is VOA News.